a troubling child abuse story involving a military couple and their two infants. That's our reality check today with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Investigations editor John Hill joins us this morning. Hi, John.
Good morning.
You know, I read your story and I was shocked. It made me sad and then it made me mad that our system didn't catch this. Share with listeners the details about this this really tragic
Certainly.
Story.
Yes, it started in 2016 when the couple, Natasha Beyer and Caleb Humphrey, brought their infant son, Grayson, into the emergency room at Tripler, and he was limp and unresponsive, and they started doing tests on Grayson and determined that he was having basically bleeding in the brain. And they concluded ultimately that he had suffered a herpes simplex virus infection that had caused the brain bleeding. But there were some other troubling signs that did not go into that analysis. For instance, he had four broken ribs, and he also suffered retinal bleeding, which is a classic sign of child abuse.
I mean, that was shocking to me, that those signs just went, you know, unnoticed.
Yeah, and some of this is hard to decipher exactly who knew what when, but in Hawaii, you are required by law, if you are a doctor or medical professional or any number of other professionals, teachers, for instance, to report any suspected child abuse. You don't have to prove that it happened. You just have to suspect that it might have happened. And in this case, that apparently did not happen. And then there was a further analysis of this case, unfortunately, a little bit more than a year after Grayson had died, that the same couple showed up at Tripler with another newborn, this one 9 days old, Aveline, a daughter, and it became apparent right away that she had suffered horrible abuse. She had very much some of the same symptoms. She had brain bleeding, but also some other very clear signs of abuse. So at that point, they went back and looked at the earlier death of Grayson and determined ultimately that that also had been a homicide, blunt force trauma. Honolulu's medical examiner, Christopher Happy, and also an Air Force investigator, military investigator, determined that that earlier death of Grayson had also been because of abuse.
Now, I know Tripler also works as like a training hospital. Any indication that that might have come into play in the reporting or the diagnosis?
You know, Tripler wouldn't answer any of my questions because they say that the military couple, the Air Force couple, are facing criminal charges and they can't comment on a case that is, they don't want to jeopardize that criminal case by saying anything out of court that they shouldn't. So they didn't really address that. I mean, one of the questions I asked them was, do your doctors and other medical professionals get training in the mandated reporting law? And that was one of the questions that they did not answer. Every state has mandated reporting laws that require medical professionals, doctors, et cetera, to report suspected abuse. Hawaii has a law. It's different in some respects than other states. But that was one of my questions. I didn't get an answer.
I mean, this case is just, like I said, shocking because the children are so young, so vulnerable, weeks old and days old.
It's true, and that makes it, I think, hard to determine what happened. And if an older child has been abused, they might be able to say something, or there's something in their behavior may indicate it. With an infant, that's harder to tell. Also, infants are prone to a lot of, medical perils early in life. And so it was another thing that was pointed out to me is, and is also, I think, known in the literature, is that if a couple doesn't, if parents don't have any history of abuse, it can be kind of hard to imagine that these people have abused their child like this. It's a, something we don't like to think about people. And in this case, though, there were some pretty clear signs, and people who reviewed it afterwards really did think that they should have taken a much closer look at whether abuse had occurred here.
And because this involved a military installation, was it harder to get access to records?
It's hard to get access to records regarding any child abuse case. A lot of it is kept under wraps. There are very limited circumstances in which government agencies report anything about a child abuse case, even that a child is in the system or his parents are in the system. And I think the fact that it was also the military adds another layer of difficulty in determining what happened, even just finding the court records and the charges against the parents was much more challenging than if it had been civilians.
And you mentioned that the child is now on the mainland?
Yes. The second child, as I understand, is in foster care on the mainland. And I don't know anything about her medical condition. She has a court-appointed advocate who thinks she may require lifetime medical care from her injuries. And he went to court to try to preserve her right to bring a lawsuit if that were the case.
Yeah, well, very sobering story. Thank you, John.
Thank you for having me.
That was Sybil Beat Investigations Editor John Hill with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit sybilbeat.org.